Usually, when you hear about living and learning communities, they mention college dorm life. But at Bethune-Cookman School of Business and Entrepreneurship, they're looking into living and learning communities that engage the entire family, not just the student. WMFE's Talia Blake talked with Interim President and Dean of the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at BCU, Lawrence Drake, about what this type of community looks like and how it could impact the economy.
You know, our idea of a living and learning community is where an entire family is engaged in learning, and you've created sort of a community connection between the university and the families that live in the homes surrounding it. I mean, some of the data suggests that communities that have a university in the center, particularly when we talk about predominantly white institutions, those people in those communities earn 8 to 10% more than adjacent communities where the university is not located. In the African-American community, particularly among historically black colleges, that data actually is the opposite, as many of the people in that community are earning less than those, not only in the adjacent community, but even at the university.
But what would that exactly look like? Because most universities are already surrounded by people living in houses. I mean, it'd be pretty expensive to just up BCU or up UCF and put it in a new location. So how exactly would that work? What would that look like?
You know, you could do anything from acquiring the property to having a collaborative relationship with the homeowners. There are a number of different ways in which you can figure out how to finance the model. But the bigger point is you want the households to feel like they're getting an upgrade to their property and they're having an opportunity to engage in a learning opportunity that increases their social mobility. If you can accomplish those two things, regardless of the model you're using, you can actually change the face of a community and certainly change the face of entire families.
Since this is something that BCU is looking into actively and trying to get started, where are you guys finding the funding to get this program off the ground?
We think it's going to be a public-private partnership. We certainly think that there is funds available to do this kind of work, but we've got to pilot it. We've got to make sure it works. So we have some people that we're talking to that we think will give us the opportunity to pilot the idea.
What is the timeline to get this off the ground? When do you plan to have, you know, a family in a home going through the program?
We hope that by what we call fiscal year 23-24 or 24-25 that we're there. So probably the next year to 18 months, we hope to have the pilot up and running.
Once this gets off the ground, what will the economic impact be to Volusia County and to Central Florida as a whole?
Well, think about this. If you have communities that are earning more, you should have everything from higher tax bases to, of course, more tax income to people who can actually buy more. If they can buy more, then that means there is an economic engine being driven by this idea. So we think certainly if the tax basis is growing, if the economic consumer portion of spending is growing, then you're growing overall the top line for the region, for Volusia County, and for the state. I think the one final point that I'll make is that, you know, households are different structurally today. And they're not like the traditional, you know, mom, dad, 2.5 kids. They'll be very different in the future. We want to make sure that we are adjusting what we consider to be family to that. Sometimes, you know, the family will be older, sometimes it'll be younger. So how do we get a learning plan for grandma? You know, she's 70, and would she be interested in learning? And we think there are opportunities to stimulate her. We know research tells us that if we are stimulating the mind, regardless of the age, the opportunity for that particular person to extend their life is greater. So we think there's not only the opportunity to increase their learning capability, but their well-being as well. And those are things that are built into what we think this model can be.
That was BCU's Lawrence Drake. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 7:45 for more insights into Central Florida's economy and how it affects you and the people around you.